Welcome to A Comic A Day Review. I'm your host, Timmy Thume. Today's comic, Semper Fi, from January 1989 of Marvel Comics, Tales of the Marine Corps Semper Fi, number 2. And I take it that this is a spinoff from The Nom, because these are Marine Corps stories that take place during, I shouldn't say that. Maybe it's Marine Corps Tales in general. This is the only issue I've ever read of it. And there's two stories. The first story, which takes up most of the comic book, is a Vietnam story. And I take it that this was inspired by the success of the Nam comic book. So they said, let's do a Marine Corps comic book. In the first, on the cover looks nice because of the art by John Severn. I don't like the hues and, you know, the purple. It's like purples and blue and yellow and green, like those few hues. I don't like that kind of coloring. But the art is exemplary, is great. It just shows in the center composition is this soldier walking into like the jungle or forest of Vietnam, just trees. And he's walking from a clearing into a forest, and his foot is about to step on a yellow spot in the ground, and I was thinking it's a puddle of piss, but no, it turns out it's something more deadly, but he's about to step on it in the cover, and he looks like he's lasted days ago. His gun is down, he's got a cigarette and is hanging out of his mouth, and he's just chilling, walking. Meanwhile, the other soldiers behind him, in the background, they have their guns at the ready, and one of his one of the other grunts is pointing at his foot, yelling like, "Yo, no, don't step there." And that's the cover. And on the inside, it continues that right away. They're walking through the forest, and the guy walks past a tree with a marking on it, but he ignores that. And next thing you know, boom, the ground blows up under him, and he's laying down hurt, fucked up. He can't even say anything, but he's not dead. But one of the soldiers, Whittier, walks up to him, one of the Marines. He says, "Corpsman up, booby trap." All after the fact. Then he says, "Didn't you see the marking on the tree, Merritt? It pointed to the right. Why did you go to the left?" "I told them all what to look for, Sarge, but they just don't care. What is wrong with these guys? Don't they want to stay alive?" And the Sarge tells Whittier, "Why should they listen to you, Whittier? You're just a grunt, just like them." And Whittier says, "Get me out of this outfit. I don't belong here." And he's like, "Yeah, as soon as we get back, we'll try to get you out of here." It's like, damn, if those guys aren't professional, why wouldn't they be on their P's and Q's? They're in the Marines. Two, they're in war, in a wartime. They're people trying to kill them. Why would they be lackadaisical about anything like that? But Whittier, the way they draw him, he looks like Sergeant Rock, and the reason for that is because the art in this story, it's drawn by Andy Kubert, which might as well be Joe Kubert, because his art looks just like it in this comic book, but it's inked by John Severin. That is a great comic book, my friends. The story, both stories in this comic book, you know, are hit and miss. You know, this story here is all jacked up, for instance. But the art makes up for it. And you need that art to make up for this story. It's written by Michael Palladino, but I'm not familiar. I can't remember what he writes, but his name is familiar to me. Now, here, later that afternoon, their platoon is overrun by Viet Cong, and they're all, like, killed, basically. But it's a fantastic-looking battle scene, but Whittier escapes and to a village, and an old man in the village hides him from the Viet Cong, who are dead after him, and the guy covers for him and everything. Whittier and the old man don't understand each other's language, but the guy decides to protect Whittier, and when the Viet Cong come looking, he says, "Yeah, I ain't seen no man around here. I haven't seen an American." And they warn the old man. They said, "We will be back, old man, and it will mean your life if you lied to us." Okay, and we see, you know, he protected Whittier, okay? even though they don't understand each other's language, and they're both being kind of rude to each other in each other's language. Then it cuts to Whittier makes it back to camp, and he is at the U.S. sanctuary, which is off the coast of Vietnam in South China Sea, whatever. The point is, it's an infirmary place. Okay, he's on a boat that's a hospital, and they show him a bunch of Vietnam kids who are missing limbs because of the war, and he cries. Then, next thing you know, he goes to protect some of those kids are seen as traitors because they went and got American help. So when they go back to their village, the infantry is supposed to protect them from the Viet Cong. And Whittier goes with them to protect these kids and their mothers. And there's the Viet Cong attack, and there's a big, you know, shootout and war. And the kids and mother are in their little huts hiding, so they, you know, away from the gunfire. But the Viet Cong blow up the huts and kill everybody. They kill all the girls, and I mean all the kids and all the women. So it's all for nothing. Okay. Then to make matters worse, back at the other village, the old man gets shot down by a Viet Cong. They shoot him right in the back, and Whittier doesn't find out about it. But back at the barracks, another black guy tells Whittier, if you want to help the Vietnamese, Whittier, join a CAP unit. And Whittier says, what's that? It's a combined action platoon where a squad of Marines lives in a Vietnamese village and teaches the people to defend themselves. It's pretty hairy. Well, how do you know so much? Because my CAP unit got overrun. The VC burned the Ville to the ground and ran off or killed most of the villagers. Only me and three other Marines survive. Okay, how was that selling a CAP unit to Whittier? Yeah, you need to join the CAP unit where we protect the Vietnamese. How'd that go for you? Most of our people got killed. All the Vietnamese, the village we were protecting, they all died and they got burned to the ground. But you need to go do it because it's great. It's like, what the fuck? You ain't said. And it ends, the issue ends with Whittier going to a CAP unit. But on the way over there in his Jeep, the Vietnamese are hiding out in the bushes and they want to kill him. But one of the Vietnamese says, no, patience. There are plenty of Americans to kill, but first we have plans somewhere else. And it's like, what does that have to do with the story? Because the story says the end after that, where it says we see Whittier all happy, and it looks like he's drawn by John Severin, because it looks like the penciler took off. It looks like John Severin's art all the way on this last panel. The artist must have been like, fuck it, these last couple of panels, can you do them, John? And he says, basically, Whittier is driving up to the camp, and one of the other CAP unit guys is like, you're going to like it here, and it ends there. So what's the point of, I mean, that was just the most disconnected story ever, okay? Then there's another story that takes place in World War II. That's got some cool combat scenes in it. So, that was good. That was a good story. But I do recommend this, even though the main story was disjointed, but I still recommend it, even for the art. The story was kind of good enough because the art was great in this. And the second story was not drawn by John Severin or Andy Cooper. It was drawn by San Glansman. Anyway, I recommend Semper Fi just from this issue. This is the only issue of Semper Fi I've read. If I see some more, I will pick them up because I liked it. It reminded me of combat and GI combat and all those 70s and 1960s war comics. This is a real, like, war story comic. unlike Men of War, DC New 52. But anyway, forget that. We'd have had superheroes in it. But no, this is a war comic. So that was the review of Semper Fi number 2. I recommend that comic book. This has been Zoom, a comic book a day. Go to the website, zoomcast.blogspot.com. Until next time, peace.